This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Just a few days ago, a very important personality, a great scholar of Islam, who resided in the city of Karachi in Pakistan, Sheikh Mawlana Mufti Mahmoud Ashraf Uthmani, rahimahullahu ta'ala, may Allah have mercy on his soul, passed away. And a few people talked about him on social media, on Facebook, Twitter. Posts were being shared in relation to him. So I thought I'll just talk briefly about him, because a lot of people had not heard of him. Not just the general public. Normally when it's a scholarly person, then you see that the general public don't know much about him or have never heard of him, as opposed to when someone's like a public figure, an orator especially, the public know about that person. But when it's a great scholar and who is scholarly but not like a public figure, then you see that the general public don't know about him, but scholars do know about him. But this personality was such that even many scholars were unaware, many tulab al-ilm were unaware of him. Just one of my friends, just a few days ago, he said, I never heard of him, I didn't know much about him, just about heard his name, and he himself is a scholar. So it's sad that this is the case, but the reason behind this was this great sheikh, who is one of my teachers and a beloved teacher, Sheikh Mahmoud Ashraf Uthmani, hafidhahullahu ta'ala, he was somebody who liked to be hidden. He disliked publicity. He was never on social media, on Facebook, Twitter. Very rarely you could even see his video clips on YouTube. There's a few very, you know, selected a few copies that when he used to teach the Quran, dars of the Quran, tafsir of the Quran, they did some recordings. But he, by nature, was somebody who liked to remain hidden. But in terms of ilm and knowledge, he was at a very high level. But he disliked publicity. And therefore, upon his passing away, there has been an outpour of emotion and love. From who? From those who actually met him in person. Those who studied by him. He taught and he was teaching at Jami'a Darul Ulum Karachi in Pakistan for many years, over 30 years. And thousands of students from across the world, not just in Pakistan, but because at Darul Ulum Karachi, students travel and study there from different parts of the world. From the West, from America, Canada, UK, from African countries, from subcontinent countries, from Asia, from various parts of the world. Thousands of students have studied by him, and all of them were like in shock, were sad, were distressed, were emotional about his passing away. And this is the reason for this is because these students of knowledge and these now scholars in their own right in different parts of the world, they all came into contact with him on a one-to-one basis. They studied by him. They saw him firsthand. They saw his teaching, his character, his demeanor, his style, his ilm, his taqwa, his piety. And this is why they felt, as opposed to general scholars and tulab al-ilm and students of knowledge and the general Muslim public, because he was hidden from them. So who was this person? When his passing away was announced, people were saying the nephew of Sheikh Mufti Taqi Uthmani, the nephew of Mufti Taqi Uthmani. A lot of people may have thought or were thinking Mufti Taqi Uthmani's nephew must be somebody in his 30s or 20s or 40s max. This was a person who was 71 years of age. He was born in 1951. So he was only about 8 years younger than Sheikh Mufti Muhammad Taqi Uthmani, hafidhahullah ta'ala. Despite being his nephew, because he was the son of Mufti Taqi Uthmani, hafidhahullah ta'ala, his eldest brother. His eldest brother, who was actually a great poet. He has a book as well. This is the father of Mufti Mahmoud Ashraf Uthmani, the elder brother of Mufti Taqi Uthmani, hafidhahullah. He was called Mulana Zaki Kayfi, rahimahullah ta'ala. He has a book called Kayfiyat, a poet, and a great poet, who actually passed away a year before the passing away of his own father. So who was his father? His father was Mufti Muhammad Shafi' Rahimahullah, the father of Mufti Taqi Uthmani. So Mufti Shafi' Rahimahullah's eldest son passed away before the father passed away. He passed away before him. So the person who I'm talking about, Sheikh Mufti Mahmud Ashraf Uthmani Rahimahullah Ta'ala, the son of the eldest son of Mufti Shafi' Rahimahullah. Mufti Muhammad Shafi' Rahimahullah was the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, the famous author of Tafsir Ma'arif al-Quran. That was his grandfather. And he actually was the first grandchild of Mufti Shafi' Rahimahullah. So he spent time with his grandfather, Mufti Shafi' Rahimahullah, when he was young. He actually, you know, gave him the bay'ah of tasawwuf as well when he was young, and probably was the only person in the family, in the extended family, to do so, because it was a policy of Mufti Shafi' Rahimahullah that he would not take the pledge of bay'ah of tasawwuf, of tazkiyah, from anyone in his family, because he felt that you don't really benefit. So his own sons, Mufti Taqi Uthmani, Mufti Rafi Uthmani, he told them to, you know, go and get their, you know, reformation and the teaching of tazkiyah and tasawwuf from other shuyukh. But his own grandson, who was Mufti Mahmud Ashraf Uthmani, rahimahullah, he accepted his sort of request to have his, you know, teaching done under him. So this Mufti Mahmud Ashraf Uthmani, he spent time with his grandfather, and then afterwards he spent time with a lot of different shuyukh of tasawwuf as well. And then in terms of his knowledge, his study, he studied, because he used to reside in Lahore, not in Karachi, because his father used to live in Lahore. So in Lahore in Pakistan, he studied at the famous Jami' Ashrafiya in Lahore. He graduated from there. Great teachers, like, for example, there's a famous great scholar, Mawlana Muhammad Idris Kandahlawi, rahimahullah, who also wrote a tafsir called Ma'arif al-Quran, and he has a book, Ta'liq al-Sabih, which is an Arabic commentary on Mishkat al-Masabih. A great scholar. And these are all students of Hakim al-Ummah, al-Sheikh Mawlana Ashrafi Thani, rahimahullah, Mufti Shafi, rahimahullah, Sheikh Idris Kandahlawi, rahimahullah. So Mufti Mahmud Ashraf Uthmani, he studied by many teachers, and one of his main teachers in ilm was Mawlana Idris Kandahlawi, rahimahullah. And in tasawwuf and in tazkiyah, he had many teachers. All of them were students and successors of Hakim al-Ummah, Sheikh Mawlana Ashrafi Thani, rahimahullah ta'ala. So anyway, he studied there, graduated there, and then after graduating from there, he came to Karachi and undertook the specialization of fatwa, takhassus course, in Darul Karachi, under his grandfather, Mufti Shafi rahimahullah, and also his uncles, Mufti Taqi and Mufti Rafi Uthmani, hafidhahullah, and some other teachers. And then he actually went to Medina University, and he studied approximately a year and a half at Medina Jami' Islamiyah in Medina, Munawwara, Medina Tayyiba. And he benefited from the Arab scholars. That's why his Arabic was very good as well. His pronunciation of Arabic was really amazing. And like I was saying that, you know, I just remember this, I should have mentioned this at the beginning, that those who came across him, they really realized his greatness. Like I was saying, only his students know. And this is why he didn't travel much. He didn't like publicity. He didn't travel across the world, different countries, people inviting him, because he's not there putting himself out on social media. He's not selling himself. There's no advertising there. So he was, you know, very quietly teaching and working at Darul Uloom Karachi. But from the few trips he made many years ago, about 15, 20 years ago, he actually visited Jordan, Amman. And the people in Jordan, and I know this from the people I heard from them, the scholars, the students of knowledge. One of my friends, Sheikh Faraz Rabbani, mentioned this to me as well. And some other scholars in Jordan, Sheikh Ahmed Sanobar and these people, they were taken aback by his level of ilm, knowledge, taqwa, piety, tazkiyah. They really felt that this is a unique individual. So whoever came across him, they realized his importance and his extreme level of knowledge as well as piety and taqwa and tazkiyah. So he studied in Medina University and then came back and he went to Lahore and he taught for about 19 years in Jami' Ashrafiya, the famous madrasa in Lahore. And thereafter, he moved to Karachi upon the request of his uncle, uncles, both Sheikh Mufti Rafi' Uthmani and Mufti Muhammad Taqi Uthmani. He came to Darul Karachi. For the past 30 years, he has been a teacher, a very successful teacher at Darul Karachi. Students, you know, if you'd normally ask students who've studied at Darul Karachi for the past 15, 20 years, and you ask who is your most favorite teacher, I would say 90% would say Mufti Mahmoud Ashraf Uthmani. More so than even Sheikh Mufti Taqi Uthmani, hafidhahullah. Because Mufti Taqi Uthmani is Mufti Taqi Uthmani. He's been, you know, you can't even get to see him down there, because when we were studying there, and for the past many years, one day he's in Bahrain, the next day he's in Saudi, and the next day he's going to UK, and next week he's there, and, you know, he's just very busy. But Mufti Mahmoud Ashraf Uthmani, one-to-one with students, his love, his affection, you know, people saw his knowledge, his piety, and his practical tarbiyah. He was very known for, you know, making tarbiyah of students, but in a very sweet, in a very calm, very gentle manner, never aggressively. And this is why students, you know, he is known, like his title is, he's the one of the most beloved teacher to the students. So he's been teaching there for many, many years, teaching various classes. And then lately, in the last few years, until he passed away, he was teaching Sahih al-Bukhari, i.e. he became the Sheikh al-Hadith of Dar Ulum Karachi. Sheikh Mufti Taqi Uthmani, hafidhahullah, was teaching Sahih al-Bukhari since 2001. So he taught for 4 or 5 years the full Sahih al-Bukhari. But then due to his busy schedule, he thought that he is not able to now dedicate his full time to teaching the whole Sahih al-Bukhari. So he chose and he suggested and requested to Mufti Mahmoud Ashraf Uthmani, rahimahullah, that you teach the second volume. So since many years, he's been teaching the second volume of Sahih al-Bukhari. And his durus of hadith, amazing. You know, the way he teaches, the way he talks, the way he explains in a very amazing manner. And also, he was a head mufti of the Darul Ifta. Darul Ifta is a very, like, an amazing section, a very high-level section of Darul Ulum Karachi. And there are many muftis, and he was probably the senior most mufti at Darul Karachi in the Darul Ifta. Students would check their fatawa, their answers written, and he would sign them off. Even me, alhamdulillah, when I was studying there about 20 years ago, I had the honor and privilege, you know, I was just looking at some of the, you know, I was looking at my file today. I have many answers which I showed him, and he signed them off. Al-Jawab, Sahih answer is correct, and, you know, he signed them. So many students who've studied at Darul Karachi in the Takhassus class, Takhassus fil Fiqh wal Ifta, they had their answers shown by him, and he would give advice, he would give nasiha. His tafaqquh, which means his understanding, was it was amazingly balanced. You know, the balance that he exhibited and he had in understanding deen. No extreme to the right, no extreme to the left. If somebody was to ask me, how would you describe him? I would just say, a man of balance. A balance in his walk, a balance in his talk, a balance in his ilm, his knowledge, his tazkiyah, his lifestyle, everything, his family life, everything. His ilm, his ibadah, you could just see balance. It's like everything, it's on its place. Exactly, he knows how much to give to who, how much time to dedicate where, how much to say when. You would realize that he's not talking more than what should be said, and he's not talking less than what he said. And he used to always have a very beautiful smile on his face, you know, when he talks, just very calm. You know, I think there's a clip, maybe, you know, inshallah, you could just see this clip right now for just a few seconds. Just see the way how he talks.
ये सब मजलिस के आदाब हैं जो हमारे बुजुर्ग हमें सिखाया करते थे. अफसोस ये है कि अब हमारे यहाँ तालीम तो बढ़ रही है मगर तरबियत का फुकदान है. इसलिए जब आदमी बात करता है तो यही नहीं पता चलता कि ये पढ़ा लिखा आदमी है या जाहिल आदमी है. अनाधुन बात कर रहा होता है, बग़ैर सोचे समझे बात कर रहा होता है, और उससे ये अंदाज़ा होता है कि या तो इसकी तालीम नहीं है या इसकी तरबियत दुरुस्त नहीं हुई. इसलिए उर्दू मुहावरे को हमेशा सामने रखना चाहिए, पहले सोचो फिर तोलो फिर बोलो. और क़ुरान मजीद की जो आयत मैंने آپ کے سامنے ذکر فر کی کہ قولوا للناس حسنا جو ریڈیو پاکستان کا شعار بھی ہے, مونوگرام کے اندر بھی لکھا ہوا ہے. تو یہ آیت بھی ہمیشہ سامنے رکھنی چاہیے کہ جب بات کرو لوگوں سے اچھے طریقے سے بات کرو.
So this is the way that he would talk and converse, and a very balanced individual. And he was an author of some books as well, which he wrote in Urdu, and some of them were translated as well. There's one very amazing book that I benefited myself from on fiqh. When he used to write very well. Sports, there's a book on sports and recreation in Islam, like the status and the rulings about sports and games and all of these things. I wrote an article once many, many years ago, and I based it on his book. It's in Urdu, and then it got translated into English. One of my friends who was studied with me, who used to be from Canada, he actually passed away as well in a young age, of Mufti Umar Ismail. He actually was quite close to Mufti Mahmud Ash Uthmani, and he translated the book after going back to Canada. And I think one or two other books of his have also been translated into English. So this is Sheikh Mufti Mahmud Ashraf Uthmani, rahimahullah ta'ala. And also I remember that, you know, when I was, just after I finished studying at Darul Uloom Karachi, when I was studying in Syria, I had the privilege to work on and edit the famous book on Aqidah matters, related to Aqidah, and we actually had a whole course on this as well, given through Darul Ifta, Al-Muhannad Al-Mufannad. So what I did was I took the old Arabic edition and published it from Jordan, Darul Fath, Amman, Jordan, in a better print quality, adding footnotes and with tahqiq and takhrij. So I actually requested him to check this for me, and not just that, he checked the whole manuscript beginning till end, took, you know, corrected mistakes, gave some advices, edited a few things, and then he wrote a beautiful foreword in Arabic, which is in the front, at the front of the book. I don't have the book with me here, but it's an amazing, even that foreword is so balanced, you know, it just explains to you everything you want to know about Aqidah, like in a very balanced way. So this was something that I remember as well. And you know, last year I visited Pakistan. Actually, we visited him. He's been ill for the last few years. He's had a heart condition. And he was telling us as well that my heart now doesn't function too much. I can't remember exactly how much percentage he mentioned. I talked about him in you know, a book that I wrote. And this is a book, 2 Weeks in Pakistan, which a few people have already read. Yeah, this book is available on our Darul Ifta website. Free of charge, you can download a e-book, e-copy of the book, but also a physical copy. You can just order it, inshallah, and just pay for the postage and packaging, and the book will come. And I've talked about him. I've got about 4 or 5 pages on him in this book. So we visited him, and he was telling us that, you know, 2-3 years ago, I think 2018, his own son, Mawlana Hamad Ashraf Uthmani, passed away, only at the age of 38 years. He himself has got a heart condition. Imagine in that state. Maybe that also affected his heart. And it was very similar. I actually mentioned this to him. I said, you know, he actually said, and he's actually written this as well in one of his books, that one of the greatest calamity or the difficulty, hardship in my life was when my own son, the eldest son, passed away. He was only 38. He led the janazah himself, and he buried his own son in Lahore. So I actually mentioned to him that I said, you know, we are very, of course, sad and distressed, and may Allah give you sabr, etc. But you have a similarity with your own grandfather, because your own grandfather, Mufti Shafi'a, Muhammad Shafi'a, rahimahullahu ta'ala, the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, he had his own son pass away before him. And who was that? The father of Mufti Mahmud Ashraf Uthmani. His own father passed away before his grandfather. So I said, you know, just like that, your own son has passed away before you. And he said, yes, this similarity, alhamdulillah, is there, but there's a big difference between me and my grandfather. My grandfather was a mountain of sabr and patience. So, you know, he could endure that, you know, he was on a different level of sabr. So we made dua, Allah give him sabr. So this, and this was, we went to his house, we sat with him, he gave us some of his books. And you know, recently, about 2-3 years ago, he wrote an amazing book. It's called, it's a book in Urdu. It's just some topics to do with tasawwuf, tazkiyah, ihsan, balanced explanation of tazkiyah and tasawwuf, which is, you know, based on the teachings of Hakim al-Ummah, Sheikh Mawlana Shafi'i Thanvi rahimahullah, Sheikh Mufti Taqi Uthmani, Mufti Shafi rahimahullah. All these people, you know, they have this very balanced understanding of deen, subhanallah. It's unique. He wrote this amazing book, and he talks about, you know, many things in there, but I just want to, in 2 minutes, mention right at the end. This is in 2019. Yeah? So it's about 2.5 years ago he wrote this. And he's got two pages right at the end. He wrote at the end of the book, he said this is like redemption, or talafi mafat, which means, you know, trying to redeem the past. Like, and he wrote like a two-page, like an apology, a wasiyah. And he said, I've sent this to all my family, friends, and I'm publishing it as well. And he said, look, today is such and such a date. I've reached 70 years of age. And he said, I was born in 1951, but today I'm 70 years. And now I'm thinking that I'm worried about my qabr and my akhirah. He said, the great scholars of the past, the salaf, they used to start preparing when they were 40. And, you know, people, even the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that the he said, they used to start preparing for 40. I've been given not just 40, but all the way to 70. He said, my own parents were not given much. He mentions that both his father and mother passed away at a young age. And my own son passed away when he was 38. Allah has given me such long time. Imagine, until 70 years of age, He's given me all sorts of ni'mah. But still, I have not made any preparation for akhirah. Now I see my qabr before me. So, and I am worried about, you know, the akhirah. And all my life, he's saying this out of humility, all my life, from morning till evening, I've just been busy in just worldly things. Subhanallah. You know, I've just been teaching. And he called teaching as a job, mulazamat of the madrasa. Nobody would say, I'm doing khidmah of deen. He called it, he said, I've been busy in doing mulazama, a job at a madrasa, all my life. And he used to also have a business, a bookshop. He says, I've been busy in that as well, morning till night. And then when I come at night, all my life, I'm tired, you know, and I just sleep in ghafla. No time for Allah, nothing prepared for akhirah, and I've reached 70 years of age. And then he said, you know, when my father passed away, I had young brothers and sisters. I had to look after all of them. I'm really worried. You know, I had to look after them, marry them off, their ta'aleem, their education. I must have been very, very sort of neglectful in fulfilling the huquq, every single brother and sister. So I'm asking forgiveness from all of you. Even my wife, my children, you know, how many huquq of yours, the rights of yours, that, you know, my young children, they grew up, all of their rights I must have not fulfilled, how many mistakes I must have committed. Then my relatives, my in-laws, all of them, I have had connections with so many people. Then I was teaching in Jamia Ashrafiya for 19 years. I was doing a job there. How many students studied by me, how many people, colleagues I was with. I'm sure I made so many mistakes in the huquq, the rights of my students. And then my side business for Rizq Halal, which was a bookshop, and I used to work there, how many customers and how many people I came across. I'm sure I made so many mistakes with all of them as well, my own brothers. And then he talked about all these people, he's listing all these. He said, so many, my khandan, my family is so big. I've had connections with elder seniors and with people my own age, and asagir, people younger than me. In 70 years, how many people I've come across, how many people's huquq, how many people I must have said something with my mouth, you know, ghiba or backbiting, or said something in a harsh tone. I must have, you know, I must have hurt their feelings. He said this. In some 70 years, there's so many connections of my life that now I can't even remember. But all these good and bad a'mal are all written and they've been preserved. Here I am, I can't even remember, but everything's been preserved. Every connection I had with people. So therefore, I thought that I seek forgiveness, and I write this 2-3 page letter in terms of especially the huquq and huquq, rights of other people. And collectively, all these people who have rights over me, I ask them forgiveness. I ask them for that they forgive me, لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, for Allah's sake, please forgive me, so that my qabr and my akhirah, the manzil, becomes easy. My manzil, you know, like my passing and my abode in akhirah and qabr becomes easy, and I become saved from the adab of qabr. That's what he's saying. Therefore, with this writing, I ask all my brothers, sisters, wife, children, far close relatives, seniors, juniors, colleagues, all those people in masjid. I was an imam somewhere, so all the muqtadis, people who prayed behind me, all the teachers, students, all the people, customers, all of them that I've come into connection with, I'm asking them the following. If anyone thinks that I owe them some money, then please write to me with the details and explain to me when and how much I owe you, so that if it's possible, inshallah, I'll make sure that I'll pay that money off to you. Number two, if anyone thinks that with my mouth or with my writing or with my hand or with my demeanor, gesture, if I hurt anyone's feelings, whether it's ghibah or in any other way, and they want to take revenge, then please take revenge in this world from me. And if they don't want to, then please, for the sake of Allah, forgive me. I will really be grateful for you. And I will be thankful to you, and I will make dua for you as well. And then number three, he says that I really need your du'as for maghfirah, that Allah makes my qabr, my akhirah, my hereafter easy. That's why I request everyone to make dua of maghfirah for me. And whenever you read this and you think of me, then just make this dua. O Allah, have mercy on him. Allah, O Allah, forgive him. O Allah, O Allah, have mercy on him. And O Allah, forgive his sins. If you do that, then you will do a great favor on me, and inshallah, your reward is with Allah. أَفْقَرُ الْعِبَادِ إِلَىٰ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ, the most needy slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, needy slave of the mercy of Allah, Mahmood Ashraf, غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ, may Allah forgive him, 13th April 2019. This also teaches us what kind of person he was, and also teaches us that this is something that we should also think about writing and having and keeping. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him and elevate his status, grant him Jannah, paradise, be well pleased with him, and reward him greatly for all the services he did for the Muslims. And may Allah have mercy on his soul. I end with this. Jazakum Allah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.